Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is going to be a blues number. But first I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors: yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Oh, yeah. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I ain't got me no money blues. There is the I ain't got me no woman blues. There's the I ain't got me no money and I ain't got me no woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country.
Got the blues.
And the poem is called H2O G-A-T-E Blues. And if H2O is still water and G-A-T-E is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative.
Got it.
Click.
Got it.
Inoperative.
Got it.
Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plight and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be?
Ain't no telling.
The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? A Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66, Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America. The international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises, plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect, Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes, William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne, Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of authorized bombing raids, the chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. Recall all of these events just to prove that Waterbuggers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddox, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. King Richard, 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 King Richard. Beneath that cesspool, Watergate. Four more years of that.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass. I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
The desire to enslave our fellow man is unfortunately intrinsic to the human character. It has been with us since the beginning of time on every continent. And in virtually every culture, from ancient Egypt to Babylon to Greece and Rome, Africa, Asia, Europe, the United States. It's a disease of our human nature, yet people are under the impression that it no longer exists.
As long as you behave like a slave, you'll remain in the jacket. They keep you straight and grip you up in court like a racket. Represented, ain't it fantastic? Your attorney and your judge study the same magic. You are an infant, a person that's unsound. They give you life vests, take it off and you will drown. At least that's what they try to teach you. They give you A and B, I don't subscribe to either. You should see Stone Cold through their fallacy when they try to control the debate with a duality. Pick one that you think you got a choice. You've essentially squandered your motherfucking voice. I talk to the masses to see what I find. And eventually I gathered 500,000 like mine. Fuck 1,000,000 men, there's 100 more times than what you thought. That consensus was created by crime. Your First Amendment is better than a doornail. Speaking your mind will get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms, roll up your sleeves. Your First Amendment is better than a doornail. Speaking your mind will get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms, roll up your sleeves. As long as you behave like a slave, you'll remain in amazement. Lost in a labyrinth of your enslavement. Wandering in a CIA-approved arrangement. Listening to a blabbermouth for entertainment. The true fame, what it's cracked up to be. Patriots are manufactured in a factory. Most so-called hate groups they've all been to. ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. You might hear my words ungodly and gentle, but you don't know about the wicked Dr. Jolly and West, who looked after Tim McVeigh right up until his death. Sirhan, Jack Ruby, and probably Koresh. Some say Oswald was just one lone nut. Others say the CIA murdered JFK, so what? The human animal makes me want to channel Lord Milner and execute everybody who's off kilter. All that's out of order. That's what they're saying.
Bowing to a man, and I am not capable of grand jurisdiction, especially considering the fact that you're a fiction, especially considering the fact you ain't real, and I'm flesh, and I'm blood, and I breathe, and I feel, and I'm here, and I'm now, I exist in this time, and the only place that you exist is the mind, and the only evidence of your existence is paper, I'm 80% water, you ain't even made of vapor, you ain't nothing but a figment of the imagination, of men and women whose opinions held as legislation, but how does that opinion then create an obligation, upon an autonomous sovereign without a nation, I'm saying, as a king I stand above your law, and it doesn't even matter whether or not I cross your bar.
Your First Amendment is deader than the doornail. Speaking your mind could get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms? Roll up your sleeves. Your First Amendment is deader than the doornail. Speaking your mind could get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms?
Your beloved America's a British colony, they sure. The king funded both sides of the Revolutionary War. The people does not include you. You're a whore. You can verify that in Barron vs. Baltimore. Look on your deed and you'll see the word tenant. Slaves cannot own property, just rent it. Social Security's in place to enslave us. The trust fund, they blew it. Stewart vs. Davis. It's all psyched out in black and white. Decided very long ago how you'd react and fight. Contingency plans were drawn up exact, precise, on how to distract your nice from the facts of life. They polarize the people to attack and fight, within groups searching for truth and hijack the plight. I knew a few patriots who lacked the price. One of them's drunk in a lounge singing Mac the Knife. The other two have disappeared unheard of. Some say suicide, others say murder. Watch out for patriots on the radio. Many know the truth, but they simply won't say it though. I ain't looking for beef, cause most of you're friendly. But Alex Jones seen juices as kosher as any. Another money bomb, how much can you lend me? What can I get with 3 quadrillion pennies? Your First Amendment is deader than a doornail. Speaking your mind will get you fine or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms, roll up your sleeves. Your First Amendment is deader than the doornail. Speaking your mind, I get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms, roll up your sleeves.
The Jewish people seem to run 90% of all the media and all of the Hollywood movies.
All right, thanks for the call.
Larry didn't say he hated the Jews.
Question, why are you still breathing? I mean, why haven't you really just taken a toaster oven and thrown it in the bathtub of yourself and had a party? Because that's what you need to do.
I mean, Kate Foxman of the Jewish ADL admits that the 8 largest movie studios are run by Jews. Joel Stein, also Jewish. Joel Stein says a part of the Jews run Hollywood and the movies and the media. And Jason, please don't call yourself the info warrior if you don't even know those basic facts. He was asked by reporters, the Jews own Hollywood, and he looked at the reporter like he was nuts. He said, well, of course the Jews run and own Hollywood. So what? According to Jason Berman,
he even dared to say that the Jews run Hollywood.
Well, we got a huge deficit. Federal government's got a $4 or $5 trillion, $500 billion deficit. I heard it on the news.
Yeah, we're balanced, baby. Come on. Yeah, we're balanced, baby.
Maybe he's not so smart after
Hello, George, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, he opened us all up, but he's not, he disappeared.
I told him that I would raise my hand when I was ready. I'm not even near ready yet. Oh, well.
Oh, you've been ready for a long time. So don't.
No. I'm trying to fix my laptop, and it's going to take me, I need to not be distracted. Unfortunately, this is going to take me away from trying to fix it.
Did you sit on it again? I hate when that happens.
No, I didn't sit on it again.
Oh, fucking
smart guy.
It makes a funny noise.
Weisenheimer.
Cracks and shit and pieces everywhere.
I'm telling you, I'm surrounded by Weisenheimer. I swear I am.
Oh, this could be embarrassing.
Did you guys cover that story about what's her name? Oh, what's that girl's name now? The girl who had the surgery?
The one with the third boob?
Yeah, what the hell is with that? I mean, I know...
No, I didn't get to that one. I did not get to that one. I had other stories I was covering on my show tonight, so...
I know they say they come
but
in threes.
But I did get that one. I sat here and laughed as I read it.
Why would you do that? I don't know. These people don't watch.
You know what? She probably saw that in the Star Trek film. Star Trek V, The Final Frontier. You know, when they had to go to the planet of galactic peace.
Yeah.
And there was this cat-type creature dancing on the bar, shaking her tail, literally. And when they showed her face, she had three boobs.
That's the link. It shows a picture of him. Maybe she felt that was the only way she'd become... Oh, Reactionary says it was in the first Total Recall.
It was in that one, too. That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Maybe that's a Hollywood thing. Holiday likes things in threes, I guess. I thought always bad things happen in threes, but... Okay.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's bad things happen in threes, not boobs.
Hey, at least she didn't have six. At least she didn't have six of them installed. She looked like a cow or something, with an udder hanging off of her chest. I don't know. I mean, people
could just
are weird.
Imagine her husband's reaction to it.
Hey, honey, that's an interesting third boob you had there. I thought it was a third eye you were supposed to have.
I don't know. Maybe she's getting ready for when ISIS invades the U.S. She fears she'll freak out the Muslims and they'll run screaming. I mean, they don't want to get shot by women anyway. Imagine. The reaction, Mohammed, you see that? Get Ahmed out here. He's got to see this.
Yeah, I could just see it now.
You don't have to have third boob. Third boob not good. No. Mohammed, Ahmed. Ah, no, Ahmed. Don't look at the third boob.
People are worried.
I don't want to look at third boob. Women supposed to wear burqa, not have third boob.
Unbelievable.
I swear, I hate to say it like this, but that woman absolutely, positively had to have been a boob for wanting a third boob.
Yep.
Okay, I've said boob enough.
So what was on the topics? What happened today? What did I miss?
Well, let's see. Lois Lerner.
Why do I think of Superman every time I hear that name?
Yeah, you know, you're thinking Lois Lane, not Lois Lerner.
All right, that's why. Jesus Christ.
No. Lois Lane was a fictional character that was absolutely a damn sight better looking.
Yeah, this is the IRS bitch, right?
Huh?
The IRS bitch.
That's the one.
That's the one, all right.
She says, and I quote,
"I am not sorry. I did nothing wrong."
What a dumbass. I mean, really.
She did nothing wrong.
She went after conservative and Tea Party groups, targeting them for extra scrutiny. Really? She did nothing wrong.
No, they don't. People like that, they don't admit to doing anything wrong, even when they're caught red-handed. It's part of today's, it's the culture. I don't know.
I'd like to welcome everybody tonight. I'm mentally fucking retarded, and that's that. So.
What happened? We missed you.
I'm just fucking retarded. I'm done. I'm fucking history. I'm going to get a check. I'm going to take this show. I'm going to go to the Social Security office and tell them, look here, I'm fucking retarded. I cannot unmute myself because I'm fucking stupid. So anyway, I'm on my way out.
I'm on my way to the rubber room.
I'm on my way to the rubber room. I see somebody come out of there and got me chained up to the fucking corner to come scratch my nuts today. And
oh,
I was
shit.
Just here. Uh-huh. I'm done. Fuck, it's over.
Happened today? What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
I think it means like what happened to what happened just a moment ago. What made you forget to unmute yourself?
Because I'm mentally retarded. Seriously, I mean, you can't call me that. Nobody say you can't call me retarded. I'm special. I'm very special.
Ron, seriously, your wife knows you're special.
Myself.
That's all that matters.
My what?
Your wife, she knows you're special, but not in the way you're thinking.
I don't have a wife. I don't have a wife, George. I have a merger.
Not this week, at least. Not this week.
You have a merger. I forgot.
Right.
You have a merger.
I'm a wreck. She's a baker. I'm the merger. Now, she has a wreck name, which gives me 51% control of a corporation. Sucks to be me, her.
Aren't you lucky she's not
how it works
right now?
Yeah.
Oh, but
she ain't home yet. Yeah, remember I got another week to go up free.
Yeah, he's on vacation here. She's on vacation.
Right.
He's on vacation.
Yeah. Oh, bless me. Thank you, Lord. If there is one, thank you. I'm sorry, religious people. I'm sorry. For those who are religious on my show, I'm sorry. But I don't believe in religion, so, you know, whatever.
God bless you, too.
Well, God fucked me quite a few times. I'm not sure.
Come on, now.
I've been cheated, damn it.
Mike, he's going to milk this. No. He's going to milk that line to death. I can see it now. He's going to do that.
I got you, George. Jesus Christ. I'm going to give it a dot. Supposed to have one for me. Hey.
Listen. You can't have everything, I guess, right? You know, you got to have.
No, of course not.
It's like I have a catchphrase. You know what my catchphrase is? And my brother pointed this out to me one day. He says, George, you definitely have a catchphrase. I said, yeah, what is it? He goes, here's the catchphrase that you use most often.
Well,
I said, that's a catchphrase?
That's old and dry. That's old and dry. My new catchphrase is, for all fucks, get ready. That's my new catchphrase.
Got a better one for you. We're all fucked. So bend over. How's that grab you? Try it like that. We're all fucked. So bend over.
Thanks, Iggy. I appreciate you reminding me of that. Yeah, I'm sure she's on the phone with her attorney that him listened to. The sad part about this thing is this is shit is recorded. Every bit of this is recorded. Every bit of this thing.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. X, what is this? When you're
oh, boy.
Yes, I did,
are
Your
you
Honor.
Rude?
I said that. She's a world piece of shit. And I want you to deprecate this merger because the fact is she has failed to comply with the company policies. She has failed to comply with the whole operational system. She failed in communications. She's failed in lineups. And she completely failed in the engineering department. So she's got to go. So we have to chuck this one, Your Honor. So you want to go to the divorce court? Let's rock the divorce court. I wonder if she and the other, whoever I hooked up with, if they had to have a divorce, they split the sheets. You know what I mean? You know, the murders. Is that how it goes? You have to have a divorce court? Because, you know, split.
I'm going to do like Lois Lerner did. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Oh, you lost the emails to Bobby, damn. I hate that to happen. I tried to look under the couch. I looked at the cushions on my seat in my truck. I couldn't find them emails. I lost them. Yeah, you know, 20 fucking servers.
Ron,
the same
you are
thing,
definitely
you, know?
You are definitely one very, very unusual human being. I will admit.
What do you mean? I call it the way it is, George. Fuck Jesus. I mean, this woman, Lois Lerner, come the fuck on. How can you just email? You got 20, 30, 40, 50,000 servers that had to transfer this server for that email to go through, and each one has a copy of that file. It never go away. Now, if the cops break your shit, take your fucking computer, they find everything you did since the minute you owned it. Now, ain't that kind of funny how they can do that to your shit and not their shit? That's what I said before, and I'll say it again. It's okay for them to fucking break the law, but it ain't okay for you to do it. Get it?
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Yeah, but
it's
that's,
okay
that's
for them
and that's
fuck you.
They figure, okay, we can do this to Ron, to Mike, to George, to Gulf Dogs and Gunslinger and this one and that one. But when it comes to our own, we can't do that. Oh, no. We just can't.
No, that's
that.
Right. That's right. You know.
RC says, yeah. I break the law every day. So do I. Every time I
of
pass
course,
gas.
Yeah, I do. I wake the fuck up.
Corruption.
I woke up. I'm sure I broke at least $20, $30 just by waking the fuck up. You know, that's where it goes back to the fact, like I said, excuse me for fucking living. All right? Excuse me. I didn't mean to be so interrupt to your hater. Fuck away. Most of this shit, these fuckers are haters. They hate. You know what I mean? It's a hate game. It's an excuse and a lie to make money off you for the people who are not fucking coherent to this bullshit that's going on in their life with these fucking political assholes. That's the problem.
Why
people,
do you think I never got involved in politics, really? I mean, I tried
that's
running for public
but,
office
but
in my own town, and I only
George,
got one vote.
I did not ask you to get into this bullshit. But the fact was, I caught on. I just caught on. That's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do. I caught the fuck on. I get it now. It's a bullshit scam. Big time. Massive bullshit scam. We have no fucking rights. You have nothing. You say, well, I have constitutional rights. You're a fucking liar and a retard. You don't know what you're talking about. You ain't got no rights. None. But you're a corporation. That's the great divide. Let's talk about the great divide. Okay, one, if you claim to be a U.S. citizen, you have no rights. But if you're an American and claim to be an American, you have rights. You goddamn right you do. They're called inheritance rights.
Why I said I'm an American. That's why I always say I'm an American. I'm not a U.S.
There
citizen. I am an American.
That's right.
Period.
I don't pledge allegiance to those goddamn corporations. Fuck them. They can do what they want to be. I don't care. Kill me. So what? I don't give a shit. Lock me up for 3 years. So what? I'll get her eventually. I'll just die. I ain't going to give you the pleasure. You ain't going to prove nothing. But I'm going to do a lot of damage on the way out. That's why I look at it. A lot of damage. I tell people, simple fucking truth. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult to say this. We're being fucked. Get ready. You should have already been. If you ain't, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. When it does come down, which is coming soon, some serious shit's going to happen real soon. Look at it. Look at the mathematical figure of this. Economic issues, really, really bad. It's 2008, and it's really bad now. They really don't cover that. They really don't want you to know where shit's really going south on you. And now you've got where the border's wide open. ISIS is fucking all pissed off, which is, I don't buy that at all. ISIS, ISIL, whatever. Nobody can make up their fucking mind who they are. But what we're getting is completely fucking carnal. Because I said it before, and I'll say it again, we are fucking cattle. This is an example of human farming. Whether you get that or not, this might be offensive or everything, but take a look at it, man. You've got a number, just like a piece of cattle, which is called a social security number. A birth certificate, which is a bill of lading. That certifies you as property. But anyway, besides me ranting and raving, I got this new thing I'm coming to you soon. If I'm not kicked off the air and completely banned from the fucking internet. But here's the deal. I've discussed about the birth certificate. I'm going to get some legal issues here, and I'm not giving advice, I'm not an attorney, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, here's the thing. If our children were abandoned at birth and they became wards of the state, so that means they're property of the state, right? So that means the state owes us money for raising them. Am I right? Anybody get that? And don't vote by public aid. No. You charge the rate you think is deemed necessary. Not what they allow you. Think about it. The rate of your kids, you should charge the state. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you guys?
They claim to own the kids, so we're doing them a favor.
Exactly.
Well, you know what they're going to claim? They're going to say that they're giving us a tax break for the size of the family.
You abandoned them, but you abandoned them at birth.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying, Mike? Abandoned motherfuckers at birth. So then they become wards of the state, which that means a state property.
Right.
So the state owes me about $1,000 a day for 18 years.
Well, it'd be interesting to see. I mean, they must have a formula when they go to court and they assign child support to a father or a mother, what they feel the child support is, and turn it around and use it against them. So your courts have decided that this is what child support is. So, since you own them and you make the decisions on what they eat in school and what they're taught and everything else.
Right.
And I'm
right.
Babysitting them, essentially.
Thank you, Mike. You got it. You got exactly what I'm saying. Exactly.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong, man? I am fucking very right.
I mean, Hitler did it. There was a famous quote early on where he told the old-timers, the older generation, said, eventually you people are going to be dying off. You're irrelevant right now because the younger generations, those belong to the state, and they'll be taken over.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. So that would be interesting to turn it against them.
And people call me fucking crazy. No. It's reality. Reality is almost, it's so real, it's crazy.
Oh.
But that's what it is. You know, okay, you're claiming this, well then fuck you on me. This corporation is charging your corporation money. And that's how it's played. That's what it's all played, right? 1871. Greatest Act, 1871. The United States was incorporated. That means we have no government. We are controlled by a management company. And when you get the birth certificate, you're a piece of livestock. Livestock. You have no more right than a fucking cow. Ain't that nice? That's kind of, they might be completely subtle about that and make it easier to understand that. you are a cow. You have an ear tag. You know, come on. That's just the way I do this. But that's the way it is, guys. I'm sorry to be the announcer, but that's the way the fuck it is. We are completely fucking farmed. You are a piece of livestock. And I don't care who you are. Like the trolls, whatever, come to the show, you're a piece of livestock, too. You're a piece of livestock. Get used to it.
Yeah.
You have no say-so. You have no fucking right to set to slaughter. Because if you're not milkable, you're worthless. That goes to the income tax. If you're not a producer, you're worthless. Time to be hamburgered. You know what I mean? So, there are my talking points for the night. There you go. Fuck, man. You know, I've been so close to them to quit doing this show. But you know what? I can't. I just can't do it. I need you for my health. I'm sure it's really probably causing a problem. So nobody has no comments on this topic? I want to check the board. See if we have some more callers. Maybe some else wants to talk. Here we do. All right. 504, you're on the air. How's it going?
Hold on. I gotta run the dogs a minute. I'll be right back.
Go.
Hello?
What's going on, 504? Hello. How's it going, man? Welcome to the show.
Oh, you're losing sight. It's not the corporation, it's the government. What has happened now is not the corporation, it's the government. Now, what is happening?
What government are you talking about?
Well, the politicians, because these are people, and I should say politicians, and they're supposed to be over the government. But what is happening is the United States is a fascist system, which is not, they have it in a fascist state. So it's the politicians which runs the government, and they're controlled by the oligarchs. It's not the actual corporations, it's the government.
But, dude, you don't get it, do you? It's not a government, it's a corporation.
It's politicians, it is the oligarchs that are it's not actual corporations.
Well, yeah, I understand where you're going, but have you ever read
It's a lot of good corporations. It's the oligarchs and it's the government. The government is in a fascist system. It's not a democracy, it's in fascism. It's totally out of whack. So you have crooked politicians, they're in the government. So you have corrupt politicians, and this is what you got.
Dude, you are so lost, it's not funny. Seriously. You're lost. The only thing you have a fucking president is a corporation. Period. Think about it. The only thing that has a president is a corporation, which has a treasury and a board. You know what I mean? Yeah, think about it. You're misconstructing this whole thing. Because, if you don't get that...
It's not the corporations. If that's the case, then you could just say it's the bankers. It's not the corporations.
That's right. The bank. That's right.
Well, then it's the people that run the Federal Reserve is them. And then it's not actually the bankers. It's
well,
the
who's
Federal
the Federal Reserve?
Reserve?
That's not a bank. What is it?
It's just a group of people that basically tell the U.S. Mint, which is the United States government, how much money to bring. And they collect interest off of your dollar.
The Federal Reserve is
they're,
a private run by the
corporation bank. It's a private bank.
They're private individuals.
No,
they're private corporations.
That works with another private corporation called the United States. You remember the two little letters of United States.
It's private
America.
Individuals.
America of something. Get it? Of America. America is a country. The United States is a corporation. Company that runs the fucking management of this country. It's like a rental, like a real estate company that runs rental property. That's what it is.
Well, the thing is that the United States right now is in a fascist system.
You're a little late this game. This shit's been on forever. Being fascist, that ain't nothing. It's been going for a long time.
They're using the CIA, FBI, police. They're in a fascist system. The oligarchs, of course, they control Obama and the rest of the politicians. America, United States of America, is in a fascist state.
I respect what you say, but you're just a little too late, really, on this. Fascists don't mean shit. It's just how corporations ran. All of them are. Walmart.
It's not corporations.
Lowe's, Monsanto.
It's not corporations. You can say it's the Federal Reserve, the people that's over that, but it's not the corporations, actual corporations. That's doing this. It's the Federal Reserve, the people that's over that, that's been over that, of course.
Which is called the Central Bank of England.
Well, everybody has their opinion.
Not an opinion, it's a fact, bro. What do you think I do? What you just do this?
Everybody has their opinion.
The Federal Reserve, look it the fuck up. Federal Reserve Bank is a private bank. Private.
Those are private individuals.
It has nothing to do with this government. They're private individuals.
They're not private.
That's right. They're private individuals running this bullshit. Oligarchy has nothing to fucking do with this, man.
They're private individuals.
I can't help this motherfucker. He's fucking sheeple and lost. I'm sorry, I mute you, bro, because you're fucking retarded. I can't do you. So anyway, son of a bitch. How many lost motherfuckers on this planet?
Ron, in the research that I've done over the last couple of years since, people deal with the Federal Reserve for different reasons, not the least of which those who are collecting Social Security retirement benefits, Social Security disability benefits,
George,
and so forth.
Wrong department, George.
Wait a minute now. We're talking U.S. Treasury, which is also part of the Federal Reserve.
No, they're not. No, they are fucking not. Nothing to do with these people. They work with each other, but no, they have nothing to do with this, man. Look it up. Look up the Federal Reserve goddamn bank. It's they have nothing to do with the Treasury Department. The only thing they do is they communicate and do business together. They have nothing to do. No one, the Federal Reserve does not control the Treasury Department. The Treasury Department does not control them either. They are a private individual corporation. Period. Look it up. I'm serious. I know it sounds crazy, but the Federal Reserve has nothing to do with the federal government at all. They're no more federal than the Federal Express. Look it up, man. I'm serious.
The point I was trying to make was, if you let me finish, is simply put, though it says federal in the name, it has nothing to do with the federal government. Neither does the U.S. Treasury, for that matter. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not denying it, but you know, you're American.
But that's the point I was trying to get to.
Right. Hey, I gotta kill these dogs. Go ahead, George.
See, everyone assumes that because it says Federal Reserve or United States Treasury, it is part of the federal government, and it's not. Now, while some folks might disagree with me on this, the United States Treasury and the Federal Reserve, they work hand in hand with each other so much that they're literally in some financial circles, unfortunately, a part of each other. They're not literally a part of each other, but they are on paper a part of each other, because one cannot operate the way they run their business without the other. And that's something I found out over time. No, they're not a part of the government. God knows, anybody who believes that they're a part of the federal government. Hey, listen, I got swampland in Louisiana I could sell tomorrow, dirt cheap. But no, the Federal Reserve and the United States Treasury are separate entities, yes, but they work too closely hand in hand with each other for people to believe otherwise. That's all I'm saying. What's on paper is one thing. But what's actually happening is a totally different thing altogether. Do I accept fiat dollars, RZ?
It depends on what you mean by fiat dollars here.
Mm-hmm. If you're talking about that little strip of paper with the green ink on it and the dead presidents, well, it's either that or I'm accepting IOUs. Actually, I've done that in poker games, but that's a story for another occasion. But you know what that's what I'm saying. Same. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, RZ. But the whole thing is, you know, that's just, you know, one aspect. That's one opinion. Not necessarily the right opinion or wrong opinion, just an opinion. But based on some of the stuff that I've looked at over the last couple of years, and I think what also comes down the pipe in the reality is, when you look at the money, you know, that nice little slip of green paper, that's all it really is just a slip of paper. It's an IOU from a company.
It's a promissory note. With two signatures on it. Two signatures. It's been endorsed by two people.
Yeah,
the Treasury.
It's a promissory note, but what is an IOU but a promissory note?
Same thing. False
Bingo.
Promises, George. False promises, brother. But people don't get it. People don't fucking get it. Sad, isn't it? It's a sad, sad thing.
Hey, listen, I could easily take a slip of paper, sign my name to it,
that says, I owe you $10. You turn around and sign the same side of that paper that says, I owe this person $10. It's a promissory note, an IOU. That's all money.
It's redeemable.
But the sad reality is, without it, we can't do much of anything, now can we? Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm George. My dog is just going off for some reason. I don't know what the deal is. No, because we became accustomed to that measure of trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what, this way, okay, say the dollar collapses. It's time. I know it is. You know it is. I know it is. Collapse.
Say it is collapsing? It has collapsed, basically, pretty much.
I know, but of course, it's, you know, Bernanke keeps pumping money in the system to make it look like everything's okay.
Bernanke's an idiot. What do you expect?
Fine. Everything's soft and fluffy. Everything's just perfect in the fucking world. But, okay, the only other way of survival. Okay, look here. If we go into economic, the reality comes in of this economic collapse, okay, people are going to start killing people. They're going to do it. I wouldn't want to be near a city or a town for shit, all right, because it's going to come down bad. It's going to come down hard and bad, and it's going to get ugly, and I think they planned this shit anyway. You know what I mean? They planned this to let us self-fucking clean. Self-cleansing, genocide. That's what you're looking at, genocide. That's what happens when there's no money. You know what I'm saying? People are, they're stalemate. They have no fucking way to get nothing. It's all stopped. The only way to get it is to take it. The same way they fucking been doing it for years, take it. So that's where you're going to have problems. So, I mean, you know, get ready. I mean, just get ready for this. I mean, if you don't, hey, that's great. If you want to live in this comfortably numb, fucked up world you live in, party on. But when it comes down to the shit hit the fan, you're the first motherfucker out, so get ready for it. Period. That's that. There's no explanation to this. There's no other way around it. It is what it is. If you come to the realization this shit's really happening and get a fucking bite on it, or you're fucking lost. You're a sheeple and you fucking deserve what you get. You're not only going to get fucking shaved, you're going to get killed in the process. So, anyway, that's that. Sucks, don't it? But that's reality, and it's a motherfucker. It's going to be coming soon to you. Soon. And I'm not preaching. I'm not asking for no fucking money. You know what I mean? I'm not a religious person. I'm just telling you this is what the fuck the deal is. You have a corporation that's been bankrupt for a long time. It was bound to fail anyway. This is before I was ever born, this shit was going on. That's what the reality we're facing right now today is a full collapse to where you see it. You don't see it now because you live in this illusional world. They got the illusion that everything's okay. Mass media, the news, none of this shit never tells you the real gospel truth of the reality of it. They don't tell you who the fuck's doing it, how they did it, or why they did it. You just get these little piece of shit, you know, little piece of, like, little slurs, emails, and, you know, these little fucking deal, Fast and Furious, you know, Holder's involved, you know, Obama's involved, you know, Obama this, Obama that. They don't really want you to pay attention to the real shit going down. There's always that illusion to keep you diverted from actually catching on, which is reality. You have to get a grip with reality. Don't go by assumptions. It's like a court system. The courts go by fucking assumptions. They assume you did this. They don't really know you did this. But here's the problem is, you don't know that you're doing this assumption. And you're going along with it. That's what people, they go along with their bullshit. And that's the problem. Don't go along with the bullshit. Question things. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to object to something. Don't be scared to question them. Don't be scared to ask questions. But that's what people do. They do not ask fucking questions. They just go along with. These people have fucking put the fear in their hearts to believe. Fear. Fear is the most persuasive way to fuck anybody's mind up. Seriously. You all know it. Ain't nothing different. But you fuck with somebody and make them scared they're going to do whatever the fuck they can to get out of it. You know what I mean? You box a bear into a corner and try to figure a way out. So anyway, that's what I got to say, and I'm done. So there you go. You don't like what I said? Add comments and trust me, you send emails. I don't care. But that's that. I'm done. Party on.
Well, there's not much I can say to it. Seriously.
There's no argument, is there, George?
I'm not going to
there's
argue.
No argument.
Not that I you not can't. That I wouldn't try. There's no point to it.
But you can't. But you can't. It is what it is. What I'm saying is what it is. You cannot argue that point.
Why do you think I said there's no point to arguing it?
I know. I'm just saying, man.
It's like that old saying, it's a moot point.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know what it is not. Now the question is, mm-hmm. is there anything we can do about it?
No.
That's what
not.
The big question is. Is there something
nope,
we can do
not.
About it? No,
there's not. Nothing. There's a fucking thing to do about it. Nothing. You have to have the majority, and the majority's already fucking brainwashed. You can't fucking do nothing about it. Just get ready for it. There's always a new George. There's no stopping this. There is no help. Superman ain't coming, bro. It's going to happen. Sooner than people think. And that's the sad part of it. I mean, I don't want anything bad to happen to nobody. Period. You know? I would like us all to live in peace and harmony, but that ain't good enough for these motherfuckers. They want disruption. They want death. They want violence. They want to thin out the herd. Think about it. All this shit's planned.
Everything that's
going to
happen, it's going to happen. There's not much anybody can say or do about it unless people actually get off their ass and try.
Well, the only thing I think it will work out in our best interest as humans is a shit implodes on them. I hope. I pray for that. You know, so what can I say, man? It is what it is, you know.
The sad reality is, you know, it's like I keep saying about the way this situation is with our country right now. Unless people get up off their damned ass and actually do something, we're only going to end up getting what we're going to get. And what we're going to end up getting is our asses kicked more than we already get.
Right. I mean, come on, man. In the grand reality of life that we live here in this country alone, we have more people in prison per capita anywhere on the planet. We are restricted by a lot of laws, which, like, you know, like I always say, the seatbelt law. If you don't put it on, we're going to charge you money. In other words, if you don't do what we tell you, we're going to fuck you out of money. And then you have mandatory automotive insurance. If you don't do that, we're going to fuck you out of money again. Lock you up, make money off you being locked up. Child support, so on and so on. And everybody goes, well, you know, child support, you know, that needs to be, the parents should be responsible for the children, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they should. That's right. I agree with that 100%. But here's the problem. The state is making money off of it, too. So they had to come up with this bullshit deal in order to make more money. You know, when that guy gets his shit garnished or whatever, or woman, whoever it is, which may be, the state gets a cut of that transaction interest, and they want that. They want that to happen. They're going to push to make that happen to milk you for more fucking money. They want this, they're going to get you for being a producer. You're paying 35% of your income tax, so you're paying child support, and God knows what else, you know. Every time you buy a pack of cigarettes, buy a can of beer, a gallon of gas, a gallon of milk, a loaf of fucking bread, a fucking orange, a steak, whatever. they get a piece of the action. Whatever transaction you make, they get a cut. Now, where the fuck does all this money go? Nobody knows. Not a clue. Have no fucking idea. Nothing. Because people are comfortably fucking numb. They have not a fucking shred of reality in their fucking mind. They rather watch Dance with the Stars or some type of award show bullshit. That's what it's all about. That's bullshit. It's complete fucking insane. Hey, do whatever. I live my life, you live yours, and I'm happy.
Well, I look at it like this. I'm going to keep doing what I got to do, and I'm going to keep doing what was necessary in order to keep from being dragged down in the mud.
Yeah. For a minute, as long as you can, brother. As long as you can do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just a ticking time bomb. It's like these shows we do, George. It's just a matter of time for the rover. You know what I mean? Really cut this shit out. They're going to stop people from talking. They're going to cut the communication line down. You know? So, just get ready. I mean, days are numbered, man. This internet and shit we live on, days are fucking numbered on it. Really cut it out. Really cut this off.
Yeah, but you know something? There's you know, a lot of people that say that, but think about it. The government turns this off, then they're cutting internet commerce, which a lot of businesses across the United States depend on nowadays. A lot of companies
Oh, wait. Hold on, George. Hold on. No. They're going to cut. I'm talking about public access. They're going to cut public access. You, me, you know, regular people have internet access. They're going to cut us off. As far as the businesses go, those will have it. But only for commerce trade. You know, they'll limit it to what it could do. And they're going to watch everything you do. They're going to watch every movement you make. Every time you move money, they're going to know about it. If you're in business. The biggest problem, the government's biggest problem is the effect of the internet. People are learning so much from each other all over the world, they don't, you know, which they thought was to their benefit, which has turned into against them. Without internet, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now. Have that freedom to do it for now. This is all going to come to an end. They can't let this shit go on. They cannot let their shit be revealed what they're doing. They don't want you to know. Remember, you have to be obedient. You can't be a thinker. You have to be obedient. That's the world you live in. When you're no longer obedient, you're a problem. So if you're a problem, you have to be eliminated from the equation of the smooth running stream of bullshit. So anyway, I hope this, what I've been speaking about, has helped somebody. Yeah. Hey, man, I'm just me. If it comes, great. I can't wait. I pray for economic collapse. Pray for it. Jeez, this shit's come to a fucking end, man. I just want it to be over with. All these problems we live in, you know. But I might not see it. Shit, who knows? Who knows what's next? You know, what is next? Of course, there'll be some type of scandal. You can't beat it. Well, anyway, see, my
okay.
Chat room is very active tonight.
You guys there?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good. Okay. I'm back.
Big city heart attack. Wow, man.
What happened?
Okay. Oh, I just kicked him. Don't fuck with me. Nothing. Everything's perfect. We live in a perfect fucking world. Everything's okay.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah. Obama loves
yes.
you. Michelle
life
loves
is
you.
What it is, right?
Kids love you. The dogs love you. Everybody loves you. Nothing is ever wrong.
Yeah.
Everything is perfect here.
And if we keep repeating it and clicking our heels?
Well, you could do that, you know. I think that, you know, the government is very good people. I think they're Christian, and they love us, and they're out to take care of us. You know, they're looking out for your best interests. They're going to make sure you're okay. And make sure you lock that seatbelt, you know, put the clasp together in the car, because we don't want you to get hurt. We don't want you to get hurt, you know, in a bad car accident. You know, your fucking head's been chopped off because the seatbelt had you, but put the clasp on, you'll be all right.
It was in the Federal Department of Labor.
The airbag just blew up your fucking face. Your eyes are black like a fucking panda now. But it's okay. Don't worry about it.
When the Federal Department of Labor came down on us and went through the restaurant, and the lady said, well, I could fine you for not having the poster up on the minimum wage and what rights your employees are entitled to, but I guess that wouldn't make sense since you don't have any employees. I said, yeah, that would be kind of
guilty.
Crazy, wouldn't it?
You're
that
fucking wouldn't... guilty.
But that's the attitude
you're
to
guilty.
Come up with. And I looked at her, and it's like, that's why you're here. It's just, what can I charge you with? That's what it comes down to. It's you're here to look for ways to find me, to come down on me. That's the only reason you're here. Fucking people, man. It's a fucking game. And they don't think it's not us against them? Of course it is.
You're a fucking criminal.
Yep. You didn't have
because
that poster.
Because they're a fucking hater. Because they're a fucking hater.
I know another guy that was fined. He was charged, I think, $400 or $500 for not having an up-to-date poster up with what the minimum wage is. And it's supposed to be that by the time clock. Someplace where all the employees can see it easily.
Dog, I'm sorry I had to kick you. Don't talk shit to me. I'm not in the fucking mood to play with you, Matt. Anyway.
Don't talk shit. We might have lost you. What happened?
I hate to be an asshole, but I am.
No, you're not. Who said you are?
What
you don't
mean,
have a degree. You got to go to ITT Tech. They got a class on being an asshole.
In the chat room, he's saying you're a dumbass hillbilly, LOL, which that's funny. I get it. And where's your girlfriend? I guess you're talking about Antoinette. Well, fuck you. No. Antoinette's my friend. I love her dearly, but she ain't my girlfriend. And don't make accusations towards me. I don't give a fuck who you are. Matter of fact, I had a judge last week said, told the motherfucker, I'm not even in the courtroom. This motherfucker's saying he's made a statement to a lawyer and a client that I am above the law. Me, of all motherfuckers. Now, I'm a different, separate party. Why the fuck's my name broken? Dumb fucker. Oh, shit. Okay, can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you. I still hear
I'm
you.
I'm having a problem. I might lose the show.
Yeah, something just happened on mine, too. It said reconnecting
yeah.
to server.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's
room
going
error there. Is what I got.
Room error, that's what mine came up. Now it says it reconnected.
I don't know.
Yeah, it said reconnecting and all this stuff, and I'm like, really? This is just not my friggin' day.
Well, Iggy Mom said something about a scan, had to shut everything down.
Well, that might be for, you know, an antivirus scan, you know, on her own computer, but that wouldn't have any effect on the entire
system. Not everybody.
No.
Right.
It's my fault. I mentioned Federal Department of Labor, and that's it. Now look the shit we got here.
You fucked it up, Mike.
I fucked it up. I knew it. Get that look, son of a bitch. I just saw it. The little bastard went running across, right across the front of my stroll, my thing. It was one of those federal agents in an overcoat. Little bastard, little lump of
my
shit.
Board. I lost half my fucking board. Okay. Well, anyway, hey, it's been nice talking to everybody. If in case I lose it, it's been fun.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. No, you're not going to lose it. It'll stay in there. I remember you lost the screen before.
I lost my board. I got the board still up, but I'm losing everything in it. My clips are disappearing. My people, it's on my board leaving. Wow. So I'm going to sit back and see what happens. I'm hanging with you. Let's go. Let's see what happens.
Wait a minute. You're losing everything?
I don't know how many users I got in the chat room no more.
He's got a brand new computer.
I know that. What I'm saying is the BTR. Something's wrong with BTR. I don't know how many people are in my chat room. As far as my switchboard goes, callers on the board, I have three. I went from 8 to 3. Just like that.
Well, I'm reconnecting
more than that.
The chat room because something went haywire. Well, your chat room doesn't exist. At least that's
really
the indication I'm getting. I'm going to try this again. I'll try
to relaunch it. Let me try to launch the chat room.
Hey, I just posted in the chat room. I posted test, and it came up.
Yeah, it might come up on your end. But there's no way of knowing if it came up on anyone else. I'm not in the chat room yet. I had to bounce out and I can't get in. It says room name error.
Okay, guys, guess what? I'm going to terminate this show. I just got a message another logger trying to log into my shit, so I'm going to have to kill this show. Anyway, all right, love you guys.
Wait, someone's trying to log into your stuff?
Yep, I'm going to have to kill it. So anyway, I'll try to get back in. Let me kill out, and I'll try to get back, so hang out.
All right, we'll hang out. We'll wait.